this moment. Yeah, what is that?
Here's the first cover.
We'll be right back.
been subjected to so much milk, you just wouldn't understand. Everybody I know drinks milk, and you know why? I figured it out, I don't know, I was on a bus one day or something. Everybody I know drinks milk. 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 Everybody I know drinks milk. 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 Everybody I know drinks milk. 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 Everybody I know drinks milk. 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 Milk.
had courage to let go. Here you're coming, prime hiccups. Last cigarette loud and clear. Last flag fading. Rings of Saturn in the morning sky. Whatever remains could give no human contact. Front for the hot reward business. Chinese youth sent the resistance vision to you tilting through pinball machine. Remember, I was a gentleman.
To all judges, First and Second Appellate Division, Superior Court, New York City, Court of Appeals, Albany, New York, U.S. Supreme Court, Washington, D.C., I write demanding a rehearing of my worse than lowest deadly gangster police state criminal conviction, which appeal case was in your farce, deadly gangster ghetto communist, gangster computer god-manipulated gangster court. Below, I state some of the many reasons for said rehearing, plus all of my evidence the Attorney General chicanerously forwarded to the Bar Association Grievance Committee for prosecution of felon gangster mafiotic negroidic the Black Frank Gelada, a gangster judge, therefore unprosecutable. The blackish, menial, negroidic in appearance and demeanor, felon, vicious, parroting puppet, ex-district attorney Nassau County, with no private law experience, detested by all factions, in spite of this, solely because of his many-year secret gangsterization and crucifixion of me, this negroidic, low, mafiotic, deadly, black Frank Gelada was then immediately and unprecedentedly and repeatedly, rapidly promoted in spite of tremendous opposition to the present position of second highest state judgeship solely through gangster computer god manipulation. As additional evidence, during the last week of my within-mentioned month-long, worse-than-a-farce Nazi court criminal trial in Nassau County Court, 1958, where dwarfed felon gangster parroting puppet rectum lapper sodomist Judge William Sullivan's ball of fat felon slut wife, she, as planned, sat in the front row, repeatedly stripping her overclothes and completely pulling up her dress and slip and pulling aside her old-fashioned pink bloomers in order to display her anus, her conch. She repeatedly gesticulated and whispered, "I'll give it to you to suck. Finish him." Her husband, dwarfed felon gangster parroting puppet rectum lapper sodomist Judge William Sullivan, flushed-faced in repeated open sodomistic displays, stuck out his tongue, wiggling it, chuckling to her, "You hangman rope gangster felon parroting puppet scum on top playboys can watch my Frankenstein eyesight television playback of this felonious lowly sodomistic display by the felon sodomist Judge William Sullivan and his lowly felon slut wife during my trial in Nassau County Court. After my worst than Nazi court criminal conviction crucifixion, for years in poverty I suffered hopeless, jobless, character assassination and isolation in this low, deadly nigger town. I was the repeat target victim of this gangster government's gangsterization and undetectable extermination attempts to shut me up forever with my secrets. Then, in December 14th to 17th, 1965, I attempted to escape this worse mongrel gangster communist country to return to the Slovenic Polish land of my forefathers. Instead, in a gangster stage parroting puppet deadly conspiracy, I was flown from Kennedy, New York Airport at night to a small distant St. Lawrence River estuary, snowbound small airport under the guise that I was in Warsaw, Poland. Immediately, many, many things proved this to me, including the two big white asbestos shingled hangars with the large Braniff Airways signs on their sidewalls, in addition to the many blurted statements I solicited from the many CIA deadly gangsters, the assassins of me, the many, many parroting puppets all around me. I demanded an immediate flight back to Kennedy, New York Airport. Instead, I was held captive all night later in chains. I refused both, all food and requests I go to sleep. Then CIA police gangsters pretending to be Polish police with no identification beat me bloodily. Later, while my return trip 707 Boeing jet airliner was being serviced for my return trip, I quickly walked into the airplane and saw a CIA gangster with a small electric hairdryer type blower pumping deadly poison nerve gas smoke into secret compartments under the ashtrays in the arms of the chairs where later I was ordered to sit in the airplane full of CIA underlings, passengers, my assassins, who giggled as they watched me dragged in chains by the airplane by the gangster CIA police gangsters. These deadly gangster CIA passengers, they pressed the frontal panel of the ashtrays in the seat arms to release the deadly poison gas smoke. Indubitably, all of the others deadly CIA underling gangsters aboard this stage return flight, they all had taken the top secret poison nerve gas antidote pill, immuning them from the deadly poison nerve gas smoke. Deadly poison nerve gas smoke was sprayed at me from cigars, cigarettes, and even from ballpoint pens, also from the wig of a woman sitting next to me. Even the Swiss cheese type ice cubes were evaporating into poison nerve gas smoke, and all the free drinks. I got up and went to the rear of the airplane by the rear exit door with a large push-up handle. My Frankenstein brain thoughts broadcasting radio disclosed my intentions immediately. The loudspeaker screamed that the flight was over and that our airplane was already preparing to land at Kennedy, New York Airport. You hangman rope sneak, gangster playboy scum on top know these facts are true, not only from taking part in such undetectable exterminations, but also, you chicanerous, demented, felon, parroting puppet gangsters can watch my Frankenstein eyesight television playback of all these horrible, terrifying, deadly events. When I returned home, Joseph I. Deck, my only brother and deadly felon, murderer, and assassin spy agent against me for this gangster government, he beat me repeatedly, cursing me that I was not exterminated by all of the poison nerve gas smoke, and that I did the impossible, and that I kept awake for 3 days and refused all food in order to prevent my sneak extermination. In accordance with the completely gangster computer god concocted and manipulated statutory laws, one of your gangster court's requisite duties is to automatically rehear my said appeal case, because it has been brought to your attention, you hangman rope gangsters, that my entire life was destroyed by you co-conspirators through the gangster government perjured and fabricated criminal conviction of me in order to fulfill the demands of your communist god, the worldwide mad deadly gangster computer god. You deadly parroting puppet felon gangsters already know that I have been and am an innocent primary victim and target for destruction and extermination, because I am a menace to your gangster computer god, and that I am worse than defenseless without the gangster protection and control of the gangster Frankenstein earphone radio. I stand alone against you demented deadly gangster parroting puppets, namely this worst gangster communist computer god-controlled gangster government. Before I am exterminated by you hangman rope underlings, I demand a reply. October 21st, 1976. Francis E. Deck, Esquire. Addendum. I personally filed my maximum conviction appeal brief in 1961 with the chief clerk of the U.S. Supreme Court, Washington, D.C. The chief clerk, he knew me. He sneeringly grabbed my thick, strong, homemade appeal brief, and then he attempted to rip it up in desperation. The chief clerk of the U.S. Supreme Court ripped off the cover of my appeal brief. Miraculously, I stopped him without a deadly scene to me. Then, filing my ripped appeal brief, the felon, another co-conspirator with the nine hangman rope gangster judges, the chief clerk, in cowardly fear, in staccato speech and gesticulation, he confessed to me, "Mr. Deck, everyone is in on this one against you, even the Attorney General, namely Bobby Kennedy, younger than his very young brother Jack Kennedy, Kennedy then president, the Kennedy Playboys." Little fact, Bobby was a felon, lowest, chicanerous, untouchable, parroting puppet gangster against worse than defenseless Mr. Francis E. Deck, Esquire, by quick questioning, and the co-conspiring felon chief clerk explained and gave me a new and special notice form for only Mr. Francis E. Deck, Esquire, which had to be mailed to the opposition, the deadly gangster district attorney, in order to prevent the dismissal of my appeal case. Leaving quickly, I noticed in the room and hall several approaching uniformed and plainclothes, beweaponed police. Later, Joseph I. Deck, my only brother, deadly villain, murderer, and secret assassin spy agent against me for this gangster government, cursed me, stating that I tricked the chief clerk of the U.S. Supreme Court, and that I got out of that death trap fast. So brainwashed from birth by the computer god threshold brainwash radio, parroting puppet gangster slave, if you believe in anything, forget kneeling to abide by the high holy law, long enough to say one word of pray for me, for your only hope for a future. Footnote, remember, it is gangster U.S. Supreme Court written high holy law. I'll give it to you to suck. Finish him.
Fills the world with tons of power. Talent and desires. All my desires bring revolution. or imprinted in consciousness. The old man flits like a ghost into tents of kings and bedrooms of theologians, past all locks and guards, with forgotten Muslim ninja techniques, leaves behind bad dreams, stilettos on pillows, puissant bribes. The attar of his propaganda seeps into the criminal dreams of ontological anarchism. The heraldry of our obsessions displays the luminous black outlaw banners of the assassins, all of them pretenders to the
produced by Paris Organization and EPA Group. Not until.
The clock is designed to be followed word for word. As an illustration of how the beautiful story is told to children in a frank but perfectly natural way that combines both spiritual and biological elements. Only you, the parent, can decide how and when to give these instructions to your child. But these little scenes, by suggesting a phrase or a situation, may make your thoughts easier.
family vessel, girl. You did all right for yourself.
Hey, Dad, how did the puppies get there? I mean, well, before there weren't any, and all of a sudden, here they are.
Oh, God made them, Sonny, just like he made everything.
Yeah, well, I know that, but how did they get here?
Well, let's see. Well, it was like this. Everything that's alive grows from the tiny seeds, see? You know, little tomato seeds you and Nancy put in your garden, how they grow into nice red tomatoes?
Yeah.
Well, it's the same way with poppies. God planted the little seeds inside old Bess's tummy. They grow into poppies.
You mean the poppies grow inside Bess?
That's right. Remember how fat she was getting? Well, that's because she was carrying the puppies inside her.
Oh, golly!
Easy. Remember how I told you I had my snake?
Yeah.
Well, it's the same thing with puppies. Bess has a tiny opening in her body, and it stretches open so the puppies can come through. And then it closes up again, see?
Oh, gee, willikers.
Well, Bess, take good care of your babies. We've got to be getting back. Real babies grow inside their mothers, too? Is that what you mean?
Yeah. Do they, Dad?
Well, sure. But the real babies are different from puppies. You see, when God makes a dog, he puts it in. Then he buries it in the ground, and there's no more dog or pussy in. Babies are different.
How come, Dad? How are they different?
When God makes a baby, first, he takes a tiny seed from inside the daddy, and he plants the seed inside the mother. Then he breathes into it something that we call a soul.
Soul? What's that? I never saw one, Dad.
No, he can't see the soul. But it's the most wonderful part of the new baby. Because when the baby grows up to be an old man or he dies, they bury his body in the ground.
Ever and ever?
That's right.
But Dad, how do real babies get out of them?
Well, that little egg that I told you about, that feeds the soul. It grows for 9 whole years inside the mouth, right under the heart. And then when the baby comes out, the mouth goes to the hospital so the doctor can help her. And the baby gets out to the tiny thing in her body. Sure. We all have different openings in our bodies for different things. You have holes in your nose to breathe through and a mouth to suck cookies into.
Yeah, that's right.
Well, mothers have little openings in their legs. The baby comes through, it stretches wide, and it closes up again.
Gee, why do I feel
bad? Well, I think we'd better keep this a secret as between the two of us.
Is Mommy alive?
Yeah. But Nancy's like a baby. She wouldn't understand. Later on, when she's as old as you, we'll tell her too.
Hey there, Mommy. I'm going to tell her about the puppy.
All right. Wait like that, girl.
Lesser.
Remember the time when you were drunk at the party? We were so dizzy and gave you all this advice.
When she said that she loved me, I was in shock. Oh my God, got a fat girl on my jock.
Got a fat girl.
Fat girl
on my jock. Got a fat girl on my jock. I got a fat girl.
Fat girl
on my jock. Got a fat girl on my jock.
She gave the grin. I showed the frown. It was a bad look.
Lived a good old name, Curtis Wilkins.
She was stoned 15 of her 18 years, and her story was widely told that she could smoke faster than anyone could roll. Well, her legend finally reached New York, that Grove Street walk-up flat, where dwelt the callous stogie kid, a beatnik from the past. He'd been rolling dope since time began. Now he took a cultured toke and said, "Jim, I can roll them faster than any chick can smoke." So a note gets sent to San Rafael for the championship of the world. The kid demands a smoke-off. "Well, bring him on," says Pearl. "I'll grind his fingers off his hands. He'll roll until he drops," says Callisto. "I'll smoke that chick till she blows up and pops." So they rent out Yankee Stadium, and the word is quickly spread. Come one, come all who walk or crawl, tickets just two lids ahead. And from every town and hamlet, over land and sea they speed, the world's greatest dopers with the world's greatest weed. Hashishers from Morocco, hemp smokers from Peru, and the shashniks from Bagun, who smoke the deadly pugaroo, and those who call it night of life, and those that call it boo. See the dealers and their ladies wearing turquoise, lace, and leather. See the narcos and the closet smokers puffing all together. From the teenies who smoke legal to the ones who've done some time, to the old man who smoked reefer back before it was crime. And the grand old house that Ruth built is filled with the smokes and cries of 50,000 screaming heads all stoned out of their minds. And they play the national anthem, and the crowd lets out a roar as the spotlight hits the kid and Pearl, ready for their smoking war. At a table piled up high with grass, as high as a mountain peak, just tops and buds of the rarest flowers, not one stem, branch, or seed. I mean a Maui, Wowie, a Panama Red, Acapulco Gold, Keef from East Afghanistan, and that rare Alaska Cold. And there's sticks from Thailand, games from the island, and Bangkok's blooming best, and some of that wet pork shit that capsized off Key West. There's Oaxacan Pops, and Kenya Bang, and Riviera Floors, and that rare Manhattan Silver grows down the New York sewers. And there's bubbling ice cold lemonade, and sweet grapes by the bunches, and there's Hershey bars and Oreos, in case anybody gets the munches. And the Calistoga kitty smiles, and Pearly she just grins, and the drums roll low, and the crowd yells, "Go, go, go!" And the world's first smoke off begins. Well, the kid, he flicks his fingers once, zap, that first joint roll. Pearl takes one toke with her famous lungs, and whoosh, that rope just cold. Then the kid, he rolls his super bomb that would paralyze a moose, and Pearl takes one mighty hit, and that bomb's defused. And then he rolls three in just 10 seconds, and she smokes him up in nine. And everybody sits back and says, "Hey, this just might take some time." See the bird of life in it. See red coat burning red. As the night turned into the morning, and the morning into night, and the autumn turns to summer, and the whole day. The lady that out of the town of San Rafael. The me for his kid, if I did who will. We'll be right back.
4 and a 3 and a 2 and a 1. Kick it.
You wake up late for school, man, you don't want to go. You ask your mom, please, but she still says no. Man, living at home is such a drag. Now your mom threw away your best porno mag. Busted. You have to fight for your right to party. You have to fight. Don't step out of this house if that's the clothes you're gonna wear. I'll kick you out of my home if you don't cut that hair. Your mom busted in and said, "What's that noise?" Oh, mom, you're just jealous. It's the Beast E-Boys. You have to fight for that right to party. Mm-hmm.
5 years ago. You didn't do it. I did it. I thought it up. I did it. I invented it. Stop asking me about some software. I'm not smart enough to understand Max Patch's reactor. Stop peeking behind my shoulder and writing down what you see on the screen. This is not a computer software program. These are my private emails. Exactly what my setup is. A Nord Lead 2 with an S2000 Akai sampler. And I got my computer running Cubase and CoolEdit Pro. But look, you still can't duplicate me. I can tell you all the notes on my album in the right order and the tempos, and you still couldn't do what I do. I could give you my whole computer. You couldn't even make one track off the Roleplayer EP.
Or even any of my 7. Did you notice you don't have a girlfriend here with you at the show tonight?
We'll be right back. serving a kill by a machine today.
Machine, they say, stab you! 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 I'm a killing machine!